In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In particular, on the export number, USDA came in and revised that up, and now they're saying that the export total for 05-06 was actually 18 million bales, which was about a 500,000 bale increase from what they were calling for. And again, that's a record level of exports in any given marketing year. Mill use was changed a little bit for 05-06. Right now, they're putting it right at 5.9 million bales, which is down about 800,000 bales from the 04 number.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
And so now they're calling for a crop just under 20.7 million bales. Most of that increase came in some of the Mid-South states. Of note, Arkansas and Louisiana, they revised their crop up. On the extra long staple crop, they actually revised it lower based on some reductions in California. On the mill use side, USDA is now pegging that at 5.3 million bales. They were calling for 5.5 for this marketing year, but they brought that down to 5.3 million bales. Similar adjustments on the export side. We've seen a sluggish export pace, and so they have brought that number down 200,000 bales as well, and it's being plugged in at 16 million bales of exports for 06-07.
This is Cut 3, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Of course, the U.S. crop going up by 300,000 factored into that, but the other big adjustment was the China crop, which they took from 28 up to 29 million bales. So you had a 1 million bale adjustment there to give us a larger world crop. Unfortunately, the adjustments on the demand side on domestic use went the opposite direction. They lowered world mill use from 122.2 down to about 121 million bales. So looking at a slightly larger estimate of the crop, slightly smaller estimate for the demand side picture.